much more geared up do you get maybe for that than a Sunday game?
I mean, each game you're fired up to go out there and play. You can see the passion in guys when you're out there playing, but it's always something a little bit more special to play on national TV. But it's the same amount of energy I think you bring to every game every Sunday.
What is it? You say there's a little bit of extra something for Mondays. What exactly?
You're just on national TV. But for us, I mean, you play on TV every week. So I think guys are going to be just as fired up as we were last week. Just hopefully we can change the outcome this week.
It seems like this team kind of likes that stage, though. You had the Thursday night game earlier this year. That was probably one of your better performances of the season. Is there something about those bright lights?
I don't know. You know, certain guys probably feel that way, but to me, it's another game, another opportunity to go out there and play with your teammates and have fun. So for us, I just hope we continue the passion that we brought these past few weeks, but just probably let go of some of the mistakes we made down the stretch and try to make those game-winning plays and win it.
For these 3 days, is it kind of a reset with the way things have gone the last couple weeks? You still got 3 games left to play. Do you kind of just reset here in these couple days?
Oh, man, we've been trying to reset for the past I don't know how many weeks. So you turn on the film, and it's not like we're getting crushed or we're playing bad. We just watch the film as a defense, and we made plays in that game and held them stat-wise, but we had a fumble on the ground we didn't get. They had a fumble on an offside penalty that we got, but comes back because of a penalty. So for us, we just got to play smarter and take advantage of some of the plays that are there.
Do you maybe embrace a chance to be a bit of a spoiler since the Jets do come here Monday night with, you know, they've got a chance. They're still alive for that last play, wild card spot.
That's all we can do from here on out. So we want to win our last 3 games, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to try to do that.
You're a Jersey guy. You're a Jersey guy. Does that get you any more amped up for facing New York?
Nah, man. Each team other than the Titans is the same for me, so I want to win regardless, but it doesn't really matter, Giants, Jets, or whatever.
Devin, a good resource for you this week, since I assume he knows the Jets and their receivers pretty well?
Yeah, man. Whenever we have a common opponent, we always talk about it. I was talking to him this week about the Texans, and they did pretty good last night. But, yeah, I'll definitely be getting in touch with him to talk about this upcoming game.
With the 3 games left, your rosters change so much every year. Is there the opportunity to sort of build momentum for next year, or does that not happen, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. You always want to be improving, and when you're not winning, you know, change always is inevitable and it's going to happen. So for us on this team, we want to continue to play our butts off and try to win these last 3 games and show improvement, because when you're winning, things tend to change less. So we love the guys we play with. We like our coaches here, so we want to try to win out and continue to keep things would be the same.
Jason, obviously a lot of people are talking about will there be changes and those sort of things. Is this team going in the right direction right now, and what do you think you guys can do in the next few weeks to prove that you are going in the right direction?
Win. It's that simple. This game, NFL, is about results, and at the end of the day, whether you played a good game, you played tough or whatever, if you don't win the game, it doesn't show anything. So for us, we have 3 more chances to go out there and try to win.